Wait, before we get into it, I will be remiss. We got to show some love to my homeboy, my family, my brother Dre, PVO Dre, PVO merch, new movement, new clothing line, new concept, new idea, new lifestyle, just positive vibes only, man. Don't come around if you're not contributing to the progression, to the positivity, to the prosperity. We got black tees with the white detail. We got white tees with the black tee detail. You can go get some right now. Go cop some. I'm about to cop some. Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up. Sweetest Day is coming up. Somebody's birthday is coming up. Holla at your boy, my man's Dre on the gram. PVO merch. PVOMERCH. Go cop some right now. Now we can get into the episode, baby.
What up, everybody? This is the People's Choice Podcast.
Bro, he got to go. I just pressed record. That's right. I cut it out. Ladies and gentlemen, episode 42 of the People's Choice Podcast. I am TG, the host, as usual. With me right now is CC Palace and Friends, Detroit's own, Detroit bred. To my far right, I'm going to let them go ahead and introduce themselves one by one. Let's get it.
What's the deal? Super Cy, Cyrus Tetta, photographer, designer, Detroiter, we here.
I thought you was about to say we head.
All that. So, you know.
I'm Chan, like Jackie. I am an artist, a rapper. Undefeated just came out June 29th. Go get that. How y'all?
That's a single.
No,
it's a project.
A whole project. Yep,
and then a project before that was not even.
How many months ago was
that? I was about
that?
To say, that
couple
ain't even been
months.
Out. Yeah.
March, April, May, June, July. I had to use my fingers.
Like that. Once you get to certain months, you definitely got to count.
Months.
Yeah, you got to count. This ain't one of the milestone months. You got January, June, December. That's it. Everything else, you got to count for real.
Yep.
And it's your boy Dante Rionda, a.k.a. Complete. I'm a photographer and creator. Yeah. East side.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
We up.
My last, Lauren was East Side, Hooligans was East Side, Toy was out of state. We got a lot of East Side people on here.
East Side is on
the water.
Rock everywhere, though. He claim it all. He East Side for sure, but he definitely hold the city down. Jeez. CP was West Side, though. Mm-hmm. You West Side.
East Side definitely coming up.
Is it? Is this a point where Detroit is just finally starting to be, like, just bland and just...
Right. It's like people used to always, my whole life, the East Side
battle,
is just like...
Yeah.
What is this place? This place is, everybody's like, there's no houses over there. There's just nothing there. But but hey, they still say that, right?
Twitter got to get their jokes off, dog.
But all the people that's coming up from out of the East Side is, you know, we making the city pop right now.
Great greatness, man.
That's what's going on. So real quick, the CC Palace element is Cyrus.
Yeah, so, I mean, well, so CC Palace is just, a brand that I wanted to use to kind of house, you know, our creative efforts, just people around me. So me, you know, I do a lot of different creative things as far as making music and even photography, designing, clothing line, all of that stuff. And then Chandra, you know, I started managing my sister Chan, like Jack. So I just kind of wanted to put everything under one kind of house. And then, you know, me and Dante naturally, we've been working together for a couple years now, so he's always fam in whatever we do. So, you know, but he definitely got his own brand. We all got our own brands, but, you know, it's just, yeah, CC Palace is just, that's where we house everything under. It's just a brand where we can, boom,
it's
that's what we plan.
Together.
It's a family, man.
Yeah,
sure.
family thing.
So Chan and Dante are friends?
I manage Chan.
So she's CC.
So, yeah, for sure. I don't manage Dante, but, you know, we locked in. He's like, you know, it's
like an indirect.
What's a good analogy? You know what I'm saying? How rappers got clicks and then they got people in the click, but it's like they're not really signed with the click, but that's the click.
For sure. That's, and when the bag get big enough, everybody would be.
Exactly. We all shared in the same bag.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
We all sharing the same bag.
I have attached myself to every brand that's been on this podcast
since the guests have started rolling in. So I'm about to go ahead and put CC Palace in my Instagram bio.
Let's get it.
And my shit about to be like a whole page. You have to scroll to get to my picture. You're just kind of about to add everybody's shit to my bio.
We needed a host, too. We definitely needed a host. So
the couple weekends ago.
Welcome.
See, that was baby weekend. I was fresh off the baby.
I feel you. I'm just talking about in general. Like, yeah, we needed a host.
Nah, we here.
We here. We here. Wow. It's great to have you.
Welcome, man. Just like that.
Right.
Free agency season. So, it's been crazy. Y'all are fresh off of, like, literally fresh off of Friends 2.
Yes.
The gallery.
Yes.
A photo gallery exhibit show experience area space for people to just come see the pictures of themselves blown up and exhibited is not displayed is the word I want to say. Yeah. How was that? Where did that come from? Why between Dante and Cyrus? What's going on with that?
So we were just in Cyrus' crib, man. We were like just kicking it one day. And Cyrus brought up the idea, like, man, let's have a like gallery or exhibit, just showcasing our friends. And it's crazy because I've always wanted to do that, like months and months and months. But I'm like a big procrastinator. But Cyrus brought that up, man. Tell me about it. Cyrus brought that up, and we were just like, let's do it. So like, we literally like bought like gear to like learn how to do studio stuff and book a flight to New York to go shoot one of our friends and just.
So this is back to the first one.
The first.
How long you been a photographer?
So I picked up the camera to take pictures of my clothing line in 2012. But I didn't try to start getting better and, you know, calling myself a photographer until like 2016. So
when did you pick up a camera?
I picked up a camera like 2010, like my freshman year of high school.
Okay.
But I didn't really start taking it serious until like about when I got out of high school. That's when I really started investing in myself, so around like 2014. But it's been like a roller coaster of events of me trying to find out what I actually do, because I barely even shoot like digital now. So I just been finding myself. So
if you don't shoot digital, what you shoot?
On film, analog.
Oh, like, on some old school shit.
Yeah. Go.
This is like, all right. Yeah. So the first Friends was when?
November 2018.
Of 18. Yep. Okay. And from that, it was an automatic, we doing this again?
Oh, yeah.
The turnout was just so crazy, and the vibe was so good, and everything came together so nicely.
Yeah, and shout out to Norwest Gallery. Norwest Gallery, we held it in a gallery, which the capacity is technically like 70 to 80
people. Yeah, I was just in there not too long ago.
Yeah, it's technically like 70 to 80 people, but we definitely had it packed way more than that. It was like wall to wall. People was like knocking over the art. It was crazy. So after the turnout, and not even the turnout, but when we seen that the event was kind of, it was like exactly what we wanted as far as the vibes in the room, like people, you know, we just took pictures of our friends and, you know, it was kind of like everybody was sharing that moment together. And it was just a good energy in the room. People, you know, would tell me like, yeah, everywhere I was walking around the room, people were like, oh, that's you over there. I really love your picture. Yours is my favorite. All this. So after we seen that and how much love was in the room, we definitely had to do it again.
Y'all turning people into models.
Yeah. Our friends and the models.
Yeah. You know? So when y'all was taking pictures, y'all were purposely taking pictures for this event.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was that the same thing for the second one? Or did y'all just kind of take pictures and then go and filter through? Or did when y'all took pictures, y'all knew we was going for these pictures?
Yeah. So pretty much we do new work for every gallery. And we have like different concepts for each person based on like who they are or like what we want them to portray them as or, you know.
Yeah, and it's like, it's always interesting, well, not always, but for the past two shows, it's been an interesting process, like, deciding on what friends I want to shoot with, because, you know, it gets to that point where you really got real life friends, but it's not like, it's not about, it was never about that, like, you know, this is a presentation of, these are the most important people in my life, in this, on these walls, if you're not on this wall, you're not in my life. It's like, it was never supposed
I'm not gonna
to
ask
like,
if I was on a wall.
And that's the thing, it was never supposed to be like that for people to feel a type of way about anything. We just wanted to look at it on the flip side, but like, it's like, we just wanted to celebrate people in our lives, not like, not, you know, defining people in our lives, right. but just choosing people to celebrate, you know, and just with us being artists, we always have different ideas. So we think of friends just like, you know, with Dante in the past, friends, his friend got like a motorbike. So it was like he's doing, you know, what was it, burnouts in the backyard. Mm-hmm. So
this was going on.
Well, that was a scene that he shot for friends.
One of my friends, he's really into like cars and stuff like that. And like it was a backstory behind it. Like we always have worked on our cars in his backyard because that's like the spot. It's like Fast and Furious, basically. Like everybody pull up in there, like the fast cars, just go there, work on their cars, clean their cars, and everything like that. So I felt like for him, it was just only right that we just did a burnout in his backyard. His mom probably tore his ass up. But
so how old is he?
I mean, he's 23.
Oh shit! But I think he got a whooping.
For real. I mean, at that point,
some shit.
Else property.
A lot of shit still warrants whoopings for sure.
You know how mamas be.
Yeah.
You ain't never too old.
Exactly.
So we did. So yesterday, y'all had Chan perform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You didn't perform at the first one.
No.
No, the first one was no performances.
So was the performance kind of just like automatic because of the projects dropping and the musicality that's happening with you and with CC? Just it was like it's us, it's our platform, obviously. Or was there like should you, should I, should we? What y'all think? Does it make sense? Blah blah blah. Was it automatic?
Oh yeah, it was for sure automatic. Like this our event
for sure.
Yeah, and,
period.
And with. So I just recently switched my page over. Super Cyrus B was my main page, but I just recently switched it over to CC Palace Media and started doing that branding. So that was the plan, you know, when I switched over. Like that was the whole plan. That was phase one. You know, I'm like, I'm switching over. Then I'm gonna start working on these two events. We worked on a birthday party for Chan. Chan had a birthday party with performance, had food and everything. That was cool. That was the first, like, CC Palace event. And then the next one would be Friends 2, which we already knew was coming since when me and Dante had the one in November. So it was just a part of the process. And then once we did the Friends 2, I started planning it. And Chan was getting her summer going. It was like she's – it was just only made sense to with the party and then with friends. And then Chan is also on two festival lineups. So yeah, it was
Kendrick,
just like, you know,
Reveal Detroit.
Yeah. Kendrick.
Seeing
and
you throw them flyers up, man.
Yeah.
So we just padding the stats, you know, putting each other on. That's what it's all about. If we have an event coming up, we got to put each other on there and get it going. Cause you know, nobody else is going to.
Padding stats is a fire analogy. He's a good Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony mode, just
for real.
Up every category.
It's like, why not? You know, you got something going on, and you got somebody who can be involved, get them involved.
So friends won't stop?
No,
never.
It's not going to stop. It's not, especially not after yesterday. It's going to keep going. We're going even harder now.
Is there a goal to keep it kind of intimate, so to say, or do y'all want to just eventually have like a weekend of friends gallery?
What you mean, like, as far as
so when y'all did it, y'all did it the first one, y'all said the venue's like 70-80. I'll put a little more in there because black people don't follow directions in there.
True.
Y'all did the joint yesterday, and what I saw, it was still kind of like a real low key, but it was enough people to have fun, but not too much to where you annoyed, right? Or enough people were able to still see every picture and really pay attention to what's going on. Do y'all plan to keep it like that, or is it going to get to a point where it's like, fill this bitch up no matter what? Like, I don't care if 50 niggas don't see the pictures. Just fill it up.
I think with the vibe of it, I think we could still pack it out and just be ass to ass in there and still, like, appreciate the art. I don't know. Like, the first one was like that. So, I don't know. I feel like it's public. So, if people want to come out,
right,
please do. You know what I mean? I think the more people that come out, you know what I'm saying, the better. Yeah, it's free, too. So,
y'all,
you know what I mean?
Community service, boy.
And so that's the thing. Is like since it was free, the first two were free. So that was the kind of the vibe that we wanted. Just kind of like pack it out, as many people can come as possible. But even though that was what we wanted, it still ended up naturally being like an intimate vibe that you observe. Because we were always looking for, you know, as many people as we could. But naturally, it just came out to be that way, like an intimate vibe. Everybody was there. It was just The atmosphere was just super dope and loving. And
the crazy part is that y'all not even doing this to make bread then.
Yeah, we just doing it's it really just off the strength of just wanting to put on a good show and celebrate friends. But since it's going so well, that's the next phase.
Yeah, look, gotta monetize this.
Right.
Chan, you going to start taking pictures?
I don't think so. No? I'm going to leave that to Sai and Dante.
I mean, because they're getting it going for sure, but I don't know. Right. It's just, you know, niggas just picking up cameras these days. So, you got an in-home Master Splinter right here, man, you know. Sai's just taking pictures for the city.
That's a good
thing.
You don't have to. It's right there. Because somebody got to take pictures of him.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, see?
He
so
everybody asking a photographer to take pictures. Who's going to take pictures? Yeah,
I've always wondered that. Like, when niggas be doing these vlogs.
I definitely snapped some shots for Sai.
Sai came in yesterday with no haircut. He just got the crispy braids.
Right.
Threw the A's on. Said, fuck it.
Let's get it.
That's a good grime old face.
At one point in time, I gave you one of my cameras.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Like, I started off messing around with it. But
actually,
I didn't think about it.
Right.
No, I did start messing around with the camera, like, asking Cyrus, like, little nuggets and stuff, little knowledge. But this was before I was like really, really going hard with music.
Which is my next question. How long you been doing that?
Music about a little over a year now, like consistently.
Okay.
But my first song was in middle school. Like, I was always like rapping a little bit.
In middle school, were you serious or were you just like a week in the room and it's right here, so let me try it?
Yeah, in middle school, I wasn't serious. In middle school, you know, you got them little middle school verses, basically, just like for play.
I don't know. I was in middle school. I tried to write a verse, and I knew in middle school, like, this is not my lane. I promise to God, I just knew. I tried to rap. I tried to write, like, an R&B song, and I was like, you know what? Let's go back to hooping, and let's stick to playing the drums. Yeah, it was real quick. Like, I was not about to have no story of, I got a notebook full of raps. It just wasn't about to happen.
In middle school, I was just...
The original for sure.
Right.
It was bad. Nobody can see this immediate. I might have low key like flushed my shit down the toilet just to be safe. Like, I don't need nobody. It was bad. I got right back to hooping and cracking jokes with niggas.
What you was doing?
Nah, nothing, man.
Get out of here.
Trying to wipe my name off my hand. Make some silly shit. Don't worry about that.
That's funny.
Yeah, like, in middle school, it was kind of just trying to find words that rhyme, but now it's like making make sense now.
Do you still rhyme?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now it's rhyming on top of making it make sense. Right, right.
You know, it's doing music these days is tough because you got to do a lot of work to stand out from the regular shit right now.
Definitely.
Right? It's hard to not be considered a mumble rapper or having them kind of beats or all that shit, because that's what's moving. Like, I really be having to ask niggas, like, who is this? Like, so many of these niggas sound the same to me, dog.
Yeah.
Like, if I just turn on a radio and I just catch it in the middle of the song and they ain't introduced, I'd be like, all right, this is such and such. Like, nigga, no, that's a...
That was not him.
Literally the same producer, the same, like, why would I know that that's a different nigga rapping? Like, so what's the... You got all in-house producers, you buying shit, you searching, it don't matter who it is, the shit crispy, you on it, you on that, like, DJ Mustard, LMA, you gonna use all my beats for the whole album type shit.
I mean, I don't have a certain producer. It's just whatever I think is hard. Like, people will reach out to me, or I'll buy beats. If I'm rocking with it, I'm a cop it, or I'm a go on it.
Sai, are you the A&R too?
A little bit, I guess.
Hold on, let me ask her. Is he the A&R for real?
Right. Not everything. Right. He didn't design my covers. He do it all.
He helped me
get little events going on. Shoot the pictures. We in the studio. Right.
He plugged for sure. You got a good nigga in the corner for sure.
Yeah, for real.
Then we got to do to get it popping.
Do y'all have a studio? Audio studio?
Nah.
Yeah, outsourcing that bit.
Yeah, definitely. Because it's like I did a little engineering and stuff in college. Like, I know how to do my own vocals, but at this point it's just too much going on. I would have to be like full time focused on that. Like, it's just easier to go to the studio it only be like, what, $50 an hour or some places, you know, get it crispy.
And if you're prepared, you could do a lot in an hour.
Yes.
A lot of niggas go to the studio in an hour, don't have shit on deck, and you just be in that bitch wasting time.
No,
like, if you already shot beats, if you already got your verses written, like, you go and use your hour.
And Chan do 5 songs in 2 hours.
Yeah, we don't book a studio session if I don't got a song. Yeah,
niggas book studios just to take pictures and be like, we in the studio.
Write and record in the studio.
They don't even record. Smoking and shit. Like, nigga, you could have did that at home.
For real.
You bought the weed, the lick, and the room.
For real.
Hotboxed and did that shit.
Right.
And then be like, all right, we ready. Run my card now.
That's funny. Nah, that's how
y'all cousins doing that shit. Let me chill, because it is some of y'all cousins for real.
It is.
Speaking of your own vocal side, you was on the first project. Are you on the second one too?
On Unmatched, I got a verse on there.
Okay,
for sure.
Because he was going off on the first joint for sure. Yeah.
Well, I've been making music since high school, and when Chan was rapping in middle school, that was me that had her on the songs. So I was making songs, so like, you know, I just like making music. I love rapping and recording, and the whole process is like everything. Even when I went to school, that's when I got into like the whole process
college.
Of doing everything. Yeah, college.
Okay.
From making the music, doing my vocals, then coming with the album work, and then marketing the project. It was just like, you know, I wanted to go to business school, but I didn't want to take the classes to get in business school, so I just did it on with myself.
So I couldn't take the classes to get into business school.
No,
YouTube
me
University, man, you be all right.
That's period. I was on YouTube. I had to get the motivation from Will Smith. You know, so you've seen that video.
Yeah, Will's dropped a lot of gems, man. Just
Rocky.
I'm so glad you're on YouTube now. Instagram.
Yeah.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, he got on Instagram. He turned Instagram up
for real.
Man, he's like 2 days, Will turned that bitch. Then that nigga do his bucket list on Facebook.
I always wonder who his like videographer is, because
what if it was him?
Amazing.
What if it was him?
Do some of his own vlogs.
It might be.
I mean, like all the edits and cuts and shit. Like,
I thought he got too much money for that.
It looks super vloggy, yeah, for sure. I know. I bet that nigga Diddy said, "I make a lot of money, so I don't have to do shit."
What was the challenge he did one time from the top or something?
That was the In My Feelings challenge.
Oh, the In My Feelings challenge.
He was like Paris somewhere. Yeah.
He was going crazy.
Yeah, nigga just hopped on. Nigga walked through the little ladder, shooting everything, and popped out regular as hell. Like, are you supposed to be up here?
Getting jiggy with it.
That nigga just said Aladdin is his biggest movie since Independence Day.
For real?
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Men in Black came out after Independence Day, right?
Nigga, all his movies, Independence Day is his first. He shot Independence Day while he was still doing Fresh Prince. That was his first big screen film. And then Bad
he
Boys
said
came out
so
after that.
We could go see it. Who all seen Aladdin in here? You seen
I haven't
it?
Seen Aladdin.
I ain't seen it either. That's why he said that.
But see, Aladdin, at the end of the day, a lot of niggas didn't go see Aladdin for a Will. Still a Disney movie. It's a Disney movie, nigga.
It ain't like Beyonce and Lion King. Will Smith and Aladdin is not like Beyonce and Lion King.
To be honest, you ain't going to see Lion King for B.
Some people are. A lot of people are. I'm not, but a lot of people are.
I actually going to see it from Beyonce. I can't lie.
It's a lot of people going to see it
for
Beyonce.
She's a good actor, though, for real. Like, gold members.
You are the
just
only
one.
She's just talking in a regular voice on
literally,
it. I'm still going
my wife is in a beehive and has never said she's a good actress, ever.
Have you seen Obsessed? And gold members.
Seeing
she
these
was
things,
good in Austin Powers.
Seeing these
she
things are why
great.
People say she's not a good actress.
Foxy Cleopatra.
Dream Girl, off. She was cool, but she wasn't the lead person. I'll say this. A lot of those movies aren't necessarily her fault. Sometimes it'd be the writing, it'd be the production, it'd be that kind of shit. But yeah. You know, we get to a point. It's a lot of things B can't do wrong.
You
say that
mug can act it. That's what you gotta endure that mug.
I didn't say it. All I know is I'm hoping that doing voiceovers is a lot easier/different than actually being on the camera. Now, when you do voiceovers, niggas still be acting behind the mic because you gotta feel it. You want them like inflections and shit in the voice. I don't know. We're gonna see. But like I told y'all before we started running, Nala don't got that many lines. She got the scene where they was taking the bath when he was like, right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So hopefully.
Yeah, but Nala didn't talk that much. The mamas was talking. They was like, no, y'all can't go. Like, as long as they play it by the book, Nala, Beyonce ain't going to have no, like, crazy.
Baby Nala, low-key talking. Yeah, but the song, nigga,
but nobody's nervous about the song.
But you know, the critics going to be like, she only had 5 lines and they all were trash.
Well, nobody's worried about Beyonce's song part of the song about the movie.
That's
my
funny.
Point. We're not worried about the song part.
That's
it's
so
the
funny
acting
that
part.
He said Hakuna Matata, because the other day I was listening to the Lion King album and I was low key.
The original one.
No, the one that just the new
see,
one.
See, I didn't listen to the whole
it
one.
It came
yet.
Out and I was like, whoa, it's all yeah. So I was playing through it, and when Hakuna Matata came on, I was like, yo, they better not have put Beyonce on here just for the heck of it, because she was not on here.
Did she?
I was
did they?
Key. Nah,
oh,
they didn't.
Good. I'm about to say.
They didn't.
Bro, if you do a Disney movie, it's already done for you. You just got to put new people in place. Like, just don't.
You putting people on.
I'm that sad point. That the mom, the original mom, died, because they brought James Earl Jones back.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's other funny. Than that, and I just found this out. I told Mario, the dude who played Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story, he died.
Oh, I heard
so they
about
went through
that.
The first three movies and chopped that shit
I heard
up.
About that.
Wow. Now, Mr. Potato Head ain't got that many words, so I see that it wasn't as hard as I thought it was when yeah. I saw the news.
That's
but
crazy.
That's wild. They went through it. The first three movies, chopped all that shit up, mm-hmm. and gave
that's,
him his words on 4.
I heard about that. That's
but
crazy.
Yeah, Mr. Potato Head ain't talked as much as he did in the first three on 4. So Disney. That was. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Disney gives you the blueprint, bro. You don't have to do nothing new.
They so powerful.
Disney's ridiculous, dog.
Media goes.
It's people that still don't know that
don't
Disney
be,
owns ABC and ESPN, bro.
Whoa, what?
See? Niggas still don't know that Disney
ESPN?
Owns ABC and ESPN. Yes. Why you think ESPN and Disney happen so effortlessly?
They own everything.
They own ABC. That's why NBA on ABC is a thing.
Hey, man. It makes sense.
Disney is here. Didn't Disney just buy Comcast? Is it? Was that the news? Something else happened. It was a few episodes ago. Comcast. Man. I don't know. Something happened. Don't quote that. It's on some episodes ago. But yeah, no. So we're not worried about the
that's
singing crazy. Part. But I haven't seen Aladdin.
That's crazy. Yeah, I ain't seen Aladdin.
I never saw the first Little Mermaid. I'm probably watch this one since they got Chloe in that mud.
Interesting. Right.
Chloe turned white Twitter up.
What you think about the Mulan though?
I don't want to see Mulan without Eddie Murphy.
Look kind of boring.
They took the dragon out, bro.
Yeah.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying?
They took out Eddie Murphy, dog.
I love me a talking animal.
What's the point then?
Exactly. It's not Mulan. It's not.
That movie.
And it didn't look like she posed as a dude.
She didn't pose as a dude.
In the preview.
Oh, man.
That was the whole movie.
I don't know what they're shooting for. They want to make it authentic.
Well,
I guess
you know, they're
trying
to do this inclusive
backlash.
Shit, too. So if you got a girl that's acting like a dude, it's like, why she can't just be a girl? You know, y'all.
But then, isn't that like.
Y'all feminists turn up.
Counteractive, though?
Listen. I don't like to talk about all these different kind of like.
Yeah, getting too political.
Yeah, please. It's a lot of red tape. Yeah, just no, nigga. I need my brain to stay as pure as possible because this shit is a whole nother black hole of life.
That's so funny.
But just know, I'm not in a rush to see a lot of these remakes.
Yeah,
I'm not in a rush to see it. They say Boondocks is coming back.
It's the same people though, right?
Yes, sir.
McGregor came
that
back?
Should be lit.
Oh, so we gonna cancel out all the episodes that McGregor wasn't doing and then just kinda attached.
He left?
That
was what, season 4?
No, it was more than season 4.
I didn't even
was
know
it only season
that
4
they
he
did
left?
It without him.
Nah, see, if you pay attention for it, it's noticeable. Boondocks about to come back and have a field day. Boondocks about to come back and have a field day, especially since they already did R. Kelly episode.
Yeah, it's too much to talk about.
They about to go. Yeah, they got a whole new president to talk about.
I hope Chappelle come back.
Do you know how hard that nigga is chilling right now?
He's chilling very hard,
especially after the last stand up.
He probably
chilling.
Is a lot of work to do that, but
he chilling.
Do a skit show. But I think he should do something.
CC, speaking of stage, when is CC putting a tour together?
A tour?
What kind of tour would y'all do? Would y'all do only a music? Would y'all do like a friends gallery / chain like jacket? I'm giving y'all ideas. So type the invoices up.
Cut the mic.
Type the invoices up for these ideas real quick.
For real.
That ain't nothing but popping up in every city with a show and a friends.
Right.
Okay.
That's fire.
About doing stuff that's like
that's
more
way.
than like Detroit, even international, just like everything. You know what I'm saying? We talked about it. It's in the works.
Though. Something is off here because yeah. They didn't say y'all talked about it. Only you said that. So he trying to play like y'all already know.
No, we definitely
you got
about
too
him.
Geeked about the idea. So we about to cut the mics for real.
No, we definitely been talking about it. But as far as what got me excited really when you said taking Chan on the road, I'm like, yeah, we definitely gotta take her on the road. But yeah, me and Dante definitely gonna talk about the future of Friends. We gonna keep it rocking. Different themes, different, you know, setups, different. We did that. We already did. First one was indoor, second one was outdoor.
Yeah,
so we might as well just keep that theme of trying to switch up the atmosphere and the locations, the venues. And as far as Chan, tours with her, I mean, we just happy that the ball is rolling. She put her first solo project out not too long ago. Now we got a second one out, and she's on, you know, two festivals this summer. She only did one song at Friends Tour.
Hey, man,
the
summertime in the city is the time to really, like, throw your name on as much shit as possible.
For real. Mm-hmm. For real.
Right now, the way Detroit is rolling, you need to throw your name on as much shit. Because once that winter hit, dog, our winters be so depressing, dog.
Right.
Yeah. Like, we cannot operate year-round. Yeah, it's tough. So that summer is really when you got to go hard.
That's true.
And then have a bunch of shit to hold people during the cold months.
Right. Exactly.
So that when spring hit again, we right back. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all niggas got day jobs?
Yeah.
Sure. You clock in?
Yeah.
I know you got like contracts and shit.
I definitely
do you clock in?
I clock in.
Do
for
you?
Sure, for sure.
So you work 8 hours a day?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, yeah. Yes, I do.
I mean, y'all ain't got to put out where y'all work, but it's crazy. Yeah, no, you ain't got to say where you work at all, but just.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's, and that's what I asked. Like, I expect him to say yeah. I just make him say
good every day.
I work 8 hours a day. You can find me on the third floor.
So you get like you pay taxes and shit, like all that.
Yeah.
All y'all say yeah, just to be safe. Everybody say they pay taxes.
All y'all.
Yeah. Be safe, man. Everybody here at More Entertainment is paying taxes.
But I mean, luckily my job is like super flexible. So
some niggas' taxes pay other people, but yeah, we ain't gonna talk about that.
It's time.
But you put that on the verse, so let's talk about it.
Honestly,
yeah, that's out there.
It's real.
Niggas, city taxes is paying you.
It's true.
And you're like, what? How did that happen?
Hey, so it's crazy how life works because I never expected to, you know, be a full time photographer. That was like,
so when you clock in, that's what you're going to do.
Yeah,
take pictures.
Photographer. That's what they give us business card. That's what my business card say, photographer.
That's crazy. And all you did was take pictures of your clothing line. Where's that clothing line?
You know what? That's all I did, and I used that to stand on.
Where's the clothing line?
Okay, so I haven't been doing the clothing lately because photography has picked up so much. But that's how I met Dante when doing my clothing.
Clothing line.
And
okay.
he reached out to me. It was like he liked my new shirt that I came out with. When I graduated, I tried to go harder with the designs and everything. So, yeah, he liked the new shirt. Detroit Players had the buffs on the shirt. And we shot it. And we've been locked in ever since. But, yeah, I started with my clothing line. And it's funny because after Dante did that shoot, that's when I really looked back and I was like, all right, well, I got these crispy pictures because they were super fire. But I'm like, I can't go back to, you know, regular, you know, pre-Dante pictures. So I'm like, I might
together.
As well try to start getting better.
Yeah.
And with, you know, still working with him. And at the same time, I'm like, you know, I kind of want to get better to keep the and work with Dante at the same time so that I can keep the consistency, keep the quality good. And, yeah, that was like the beginning of me really trying to – the first time I ever wanted to get better with taking pictures.
So, really, you got a job as a photographer because of you.
For real.
Y'all ain't ever talked about that, huh?
Nah, bro. I mean, I guess in a sense, but not really.
Not, like,
I
mean, as far as you
he
turned
really
him up a little bit.
He put the work in, though. He put
but
the work in.
Y'all two working together was, like, exactly what you said. I can't go back to just, like, regular whatever it was before that. So, now we got to get it popping for real.
We spark each other's flames.
That's
all love. I'm not ashamed.
It's
all love. Whatever.
I need to say pause.
No pause here.
Pause.
Not say like
10 pauses. No.
Pause on his behalf.
Boop boop boop.
Boop boop boop.
Exactly.
Oh, disconnect.
I'm about to literally pause the recording.
For real though. We inspire each other.
Wait, hold on.
Push me to be great.
But we are pausing that.
All right. I mean,
if you want to.
If you want to. Ain't no pause, bro. We spark each other's flame, that's it. I'll say it again.
Stupid.
Because I need Dom to confirm. I need to be underlined.
Whether he... Hey, we just press play, bro.
Hold on, we're going to do press play. This is my last question, because then I got another question for you. Do you spark his flame?
Tell the truth.
Don't lie.
No, we got to go. Yes. Sit with the invisible ink.
That's funny.
That was classic.
No, listen. All right, Dante. Meech.
Meech.
Yeah. How did this happen? Viral everywhere. Where did this come from? How did this happen?
So, Meech, I just met him at Sam Austin's artist. He had his concert at Sam's Town. I was just back there with him because, you know, I was supporting Sam. Said, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, and went by my day. We just never even, like, linked or whatever. And then one day, we just kind of, like, both reached out to each other. I was like, hey, man, I'm in the city. Let's shoot. And I'm not really the type of person that, like, really fanboy.
Right.
Over stuff like that. So when I was, like, shooting with him, this is, like, me, like, starting to shoot on, like, film. So film is, like, such a slow process. So it's always.
So you be in a red room?
No, I don't. I'm not in, like, a dark room or anything like that. I get my stuff developed by somebody else.
Okay.
But the whole process of shooting film is really slow and intimate. So when I first met him, like, we talked about a lot of stuff. And I was always interested in, like, how, like, people with big influences and, like, lots of followers, like, go about their daily life, because you're not a regular person.
Yeah, all we see is the videos.
Exactly, you know what I mean? It's, like, it's hard for people to look at you in a certain light when you're literally famous, you know what I mean? So it's like, but for me, I look at him as a person, you know what I mean? Like, I see what he does, you know what I mean? I see, like, he talks about a lot of, like, mental illness stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, it's like, it got to be something deeper than that. And, like, that's kind of, like, what I saw. So when we were shooting, we talked about a lot of that stuff, man. Ever since then, we've been locked in, you know what I mean? He saw those pictures, and he's been rocking with it ever since. And he always been supporting me. Like, he pays me, you know what I mean? Like, for stuff that I do for him.
I got a lot of jobs. And that's about to start taking pictures.
And that's some, like, that's not, like, real stuff, especially when it's, like, your friends. Because, you know, like, if that's my boy, I'm down to do it for free. You know what I mean? Because I'm trying to see us all win, you know what I mean? And your win is my win. Because eventually, right, it's going to be a time where you're gonna pay
me.
That
bag is bigger.
Exactly.
It's going to come.
Exactly. And that's how I feel about all my friends. I'm like, if I can do something for you that's lifting you up, I already know you're going to lift me back up, because I know who you are. You know what I mean? I know the type of person you are.
So that literally started as, like, one of them nigga head nods. Like, just,
exactly.
What's going on, boss? Like, we too close not to say what up. So just, like, yeah, just.
Man, the first shoot for Friends 1, we were in Cyrus' studio. I brought Meech over. And that was my first time shooting in the studio, and that probably was, like, one of the most iconic moments of Friends, because we didn't know none of that stuff, and, like, that changed the game. I just said skip it, bought all the studio stuff, and I was like, you know, I'm going to try this out. And then ever since then, me and Sai have been, like, going crazy, just learning different stuff. This time with Friends, too, I was just experimenting with, like, just different flashes. I was like, you know, I done did 7 shoots today. I'm going to just take the trigger off the camera and just start clicking it. And we made, like, such an iconic photo for my friend Tamar. And it was just, like, we've learned so much stuff just off.
That Tamar. The one who went to state.
Oh, Tamar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just off the strength of doing stuff with my friends. You know what I mean? And, like, so me and Meech has been locked in ever since. And we've been doing all types of stuff. He done flew me out to his lectures and stuff. And we went to L.A. So he's just a really good friend in general.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Write this down. Your idea for the What's Your Wash little series mixed with Friends. That combo. Write that down, because I ain't going to say that too much more on camera. damn it. That just fucked up my whole train of thought. I had something after that. Shit. Oh, the studio where we did the pictures in the wash hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
That studio.
Yep.
Downtown. Okay. So, yeah, that's where I met Cyrus. I guess this is the first time I haven't given a backstory on how I met my guest. Y'all know we dropped the wash hoodies a couple months ago, and Mario was like, when I started the wash, kind of simultaneously, he was getting Casper rolling, or was ready to start kind of, like, putting together a rollout, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to have you come take a photo shoot for Casper. And he's like, grab the wash hoodie. literally only had one. That was the only one. It was the first one just to see what it was going to look like. Boom, boom, boom. He was like, grab that bitch, pull up. And it was still cold outside. Was it still snow on the ground? No, it couldn't have been. It was March. It might have still been snow on the ground.
Yeah, I remember still snow on the ground. Yeah. Sadly.
It was low-key cold as fuck that day, though. But we pulled up at the spot, and we just got to flicking, dog. And, nigga, I was joking when I said y'all turn y'all friends into models, but y'all had me feeling like a model. Like, I'm laying down on the floor, nigga. I'm turning my head. I'm in that smile. Don't smile. Lift that eyebrow up. Nope, too much. Lower it a little bit. I'm in that bitch. I'm in that bitch looking like the emoji. Like, what the fuck? We had so many pictures, and then it was like, y'all picked 10. I said, I don't want to have nothing to do with that. I know how many pictures we took today. I'm not about to search through them and pick 10.
That's funny.
Mario picked his 10 and was like, I'm keeping these 5 for sure. And you can have the other 5. I said, okay, bet. Because I had no pictures in the brand new washed hoodie. Wow. And those pictures ended up selling me out of the washed hoodie for that first release.
Damn.
And we sold 2 colors. I only had pictures of 1 color.
Oh man, he said, hey, that's all I need to see. That's it.
We dropped red and gray the first time, and we only had professional pick. I didn't even have a gray hoodie yet. Like, a gray one hadn't even been made.
Man, let me tell you. I was
no, because we dropped cream and blue at the same time. So it was red and gray first.
I was nervous about the outcome. I ain't going to lie. Like, you probably don't believe. I was nervous about sending you those because I edited them differently than I usually because Your glasses changed the game.
Yeah.
And so I had to shoot it different so that it wouldn't get a glare, but it also, I was like, dang, it's going to change the way I edit. It's not going to look like the usual edits. I hope you like these, but y'all like them. I ended up liking the final product. I just hope that y'all like them, but hey, they sold out, so I'm glad to hear that.
That picture is the thumbnail for my website.
Hey, let's get it.
I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad.
Yeah, like TVHost.com was that picture.
What I had to do to sacrifice to not get the glare, the pictures was like a little darker.
Man,
we was
moving that light around so much.
Yeah.
He was on stools. He was on seats. I was taking a knee. I ain't never took a knee that long in my life. Being a model, you be in some uncomfortable positions, dog. I don't know how y'all do that. We look at pictures and be like, oh, shit, that just look regular. Nigga, these be some awkward ass. Any model should do yoga on a regular basis.
True.
Like, any model should go to physical therapy and let a professional stretch them out on a regular basis.
That's because they be having
niggas in some, but you got to hold it.
Yeah.
Now, if I was going to end that bitch for that half a second and you snap them, they want 8 pictures of you holding that. Nigga, you get in this position.
Right. It do be like that sometimes, and if I'm in that, I'm the photographer, I feel kind of bad sometimes. I'm like, are you hurting? Can you hold that just a couple more longer?
Just quick, dog.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
Playing nip.
That's what happened. Cause Mario like, we need something to turn him up. I said, bro, turn nip on. After nip came on, it was a wrap. Wow. It was a wrap. That's when all them flicks start happening. Last time I checked, it was over.
That's crazy.
When I did my comedy set, that was my intro song. Last time I checked, Wolf was there that night. That's a song I came out to, and that song got me right into my zone, and I became a comedian that day.
Wow.
That was crazy.
Wow. That's what's up. And I was asking Mario the other day if, like, you were going to be doing that. Well, I was trying to get...
Comedy?
Yeah, well, not doing comedy, but just, like, what was the TG brand, you know, moving into? Like,
y'all want to hear how comedy happened? How that set happened? This is my first time telling a story on a mic.
Yeah. Because when you was hosting at Baker's, it was like
that was fire.
It was always fire in a good time. But I was sitting there feeling like I was waiting on you to do something.
A lot of people were.
And then I had to check myself. Like, wait, they never said he was a comedian. Maybe he's not gonna do anything.
A lot of people doing that. And the thing about Baker's was it was just like we brought a new crowd.
Definitely.
To Baker's.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I've never been to Baker's before.
We brought a new demographic of people to Baker's in a setting that was calm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a washed nigga's paradise.
For real.
Live music, a bar, and good food.
True.
I was like,
amazing
you straight.
Food.
Yeah, you solid.
Solid.
I'm chilling.
Yeah.
Good home style soul food. True. A crispy ass band.
The band was amazing.
Them niggas all cold.
That was my first time doing my vlog too. I did a test vlog.
Yeah, because I remember that. Yeah, because I met you that night too. Yep.
We did a test vlog that day, and that was amazing. I was like, ever since then, I'm gonna start doing.
I'm gonna be honest. I was watching your shit. I'm like, all right, yeah, we got the Bakers dropping this bitch. TG about it. I was never in that bitch.
Yeah, because that was a test one. I ain't never dropping for real.
So we about audio. Good Bakers cameo to miss.
Yeah, never happened. You was in it.
But the audio was like so.
I gotta drop the bloopers, dog. We gotta let the bloopers go.
True.
Yeah.
Bloopers be the best part about shit, dog.
Yeah.
But the comedy store, because nobody knows this, like, publicly. CP was in town. Y'all know CP was on an episode a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when he dropped the dates, I'm like, well, shit, who hosting these shows? He's like, I'm gonna find out. So then he dropped the official flyer. It was like Father's Day shows. He had like 6 shows. 2 shows a night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, some shit. He's like, yeah, they already got a host, but you could come up and do a guest spot if you want. I'm like, nigga, as in comedy? He's like, yeah, nigga, if you don't feel like you're ready, I feel you, whatever. I'm like, all right, hold on, let me think about it. So I text Mario and Los, my manager, and I'm like, bro, I'm not no comedian. Mario responds was literally like, bro, do you make motherfuckers laugh? I'm like, yeah, but a lot of people like, that's regular conversation. Like, comedians got to plan their shit, write their shit out, make it make sense. And I talked to my wife, and she was like, you ain't really no comedian, because I've always said that. Like, I'm not a comedian. Because once you label yourself as a comedian, what do you want me to do every time you see me?
Make me laugh.
Exactly.
Say something funny. Exactly, now. Bro.
Like, and I don't want that pressure. I don't want that pressure. Right. If I can get on stage and host.
What's wrong with you? You're not smiling. You're not laughing.
Now, every day I'm performing. I don't like that.
Right.
But if I can get up there and host and make you laugh while I'm hosting, it's just kind of like icing on the cake. Because I was like, TG's just emceeing the event. Oh, he was funny, too. Y'all should get bet.
Yeah.
Once I say I'm a comedian, it's like, oh, he was still like. But if I don't say comedian, the same shit is funny.
True.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
It's like a different level.
It's the expectation of it.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why if you listen to episode 13, my whole theory is titles create expectations. Like, niggas be in whole relationships doing just fine until a motherfucker be like, when you gonna wife her?
Yikes.
Stop.
Yikes.
We fine. Yikes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cut the mic.
That's some.
Cut the mic.
Cut it out.
That's a different conversation.
Stop.
Cut the mic.
Uh-huh. The
pressure. Yeah, like, we are vibing. You come with the stop. Right. Like, chill. Chill. Yeah. So, cut the mic, dog. Write that down. I'm naming this episode, cut the mic. So, after we deliberated for probably like a day and a half, and we was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, well, CP, like, what's like, do I just pop up? What's proper comedian etiquette?
How long was the set?
My set was 5 to 7 minutes. This is when I knew I would be okay. I was like, what's proper comedian etiquette? And this nigga sent me back like 5 laughing emojis. I said, oh, I'm straight. He's like, etiquette, nigga, what the fuck? I'm like, am I doing both shows? He's like, nigga, that depends. Like, nigga, we gonna see.
That's funny.
I went there and did my 5 to 7 minutes. As Wolf is my witness, them niggas laughed the whole time.
For real?
They laughed the whole time, bro. I was low-key blessed because I went on right before CP. Like,
oh, man.
So it was like, I was low-key like the next headliner after that nigga, like, and it was great. Like, after the show, motherfuckers want to take pictures with me.
Yeah, he's been all over the city.
Yeah, bro, they gassed me up for sure. Hey. Nigga been all over the place. He funny as fuck. Blah, blah, blah. But what? But what's crazy is the host, the nigga who had hosted was on Tony's comedy shows.
Okay.
So he has seen me on stage.
So
technically, I have been all over the state between Detroit and Lansing. He did what he was supposed to do. Last time that I checked came on, and what happened was DJ turned my music off too soon. See, nigga, I ain't tell you turn my shit off. And he was laughing. From there, we was chilling.
Oh,
it was
actually,
it was perfect.
Milking it.
And I never knew. I'm like, damn, how the fuck do I kick this shit off? Like, that comedian's first sentence really sets the tone.
Comedians probably love when the DJ be effing up. They
bro,
like,
it's saving.
You don't even know how much.
Yeah, and that's all Mario kept saying.
The whole show.
I'm like, bro, I'm not writing nothing for 5 minutes. He's like, hey, if all those fills, just start roasting niggas.
They be roasting the DJ the whole show.
That was it.
Show.
So I cooked
like,
the DJ.
Don't know what's on the play.
Nothing. And I roasted one nigga who was sitting with his legs crossed, and that nigga was crying laughing the whole time. And him and his girl came to take a picture with me at the end of the show, and that was crazy.
Wow.
So we, you know.
That's lit.
Yeah, that happened.
That's lit.
That happened. So
that's honestly the best comedy shows when they be roasting motherfuckers in the show.
Yeah, a lot of people was like,
in.
Yeah, tearing niggas up. Mm-hmm. A lot of people was like, there's no way this is your first time doing comedy. I said, bro, as God is my witness, I've never came up and did straight minutes of all comedy.
Dang, so normally, did you just talk like, about like your like experiences or life or something, or you just was like just going on
5-7 minutes. Yeah. But 5 minutes is a long time, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a long time. Like,
and most people, it's a presentation. It's exactly what it is.
For real.
Public speaking is top two most feared things for people to do, right?
Yeah.
So I had to like, damn, I'm like, I don't want to write because if I write, I'm going to not say a lot of shit.
Mm.
And writing puts that pressure on. Do I take this part out? Do I put this part back in? The delivery is fucked up. I don't like. I just want them to freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
5 to 7 minutes. And the people had enough energy. Because I always tell people, like, what's your key? How you host? I let the crowd do the work for me.
Mm-hmm.
The more you start performing on stage, the crowd going to do the work for you. That's why you see all these big-ass artists, they'll be on stage for 2 hours and don't rap. They just hold the mic and the crowd rap their whole song.
Yeah.
And people leave and be like, I loved it. They didn't do shit.
It's level.
You rapped right. their, yeah, you did their whole shit for them, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So their energy was there. It was perfect. And that's why I said I was blessed to get that slot right before CP because they were warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when I host comedy shows, I tell the comedians, you ain't got to be worried about shit. I'm the one going to take all the bullets for y'all.
Yeah,
I got to see how the crowd is. I got to see what they're going to laugh at, what they're not going to laugh at, right. how ignorant these niggas are. Nigga, we was at Punchline with all niggas. So we got, I could really say the wildest nigga shit, and we got it in, dog.
I still never been there before.
We got it in. That was straight. And I was Punch straight. Line. So, it, you know, it was love. If it happens again, it happens. I'm not going to force it. But I took that as a nugget to implement that to when I'm hosting.
That's what's
mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's just having another tool in the toolbox.
That's fire.
Ain't nothing too crazy. And this shit, you know, if I make enough niggas laugh on the couch right here on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
niggas will want to book me a little more.
For real.
Beautiful story.
Yeah. Like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. For real.
I had to bounce back from the what's good, boss, and now he pays me.
Mm-hmm.
You and Dante's story is very homegrown.
Super homegrown.
It's very organic too.
What up though? Now he pays me, so it's easy money, man. That's CC Palace, Super Cyrus,
yeah,
Chan like Jackie. Do that go over a lot of people's heads? Because Jackie Chan ain't been around lately.
Yeah, it, honestly, I didn't even peep it.
See,
until like wow. this, like this. I saw like your picture for Friends too. I was like Chan like Jackie.
Because you had the karate show.
Hi-ya.
On.
This
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. Because I thought.
All coming together.
I'm like, who is Jackie?
Right? People starting to call me Jackie now. Yeah.
Because that sounds more like the name of a black woman in this picture.
That's funny.
Jackie.
Wow. All right.
y'all know niggas don't do a lot of work. Niggas don't do a lot of work, bro. Niggas don't want to click too many times. They don't want to read nothing too long.
That's so
if funny. It don't make sense right there, they got to assume what it is.
That's so funny because I'm like, where do people get off asking me like, what? Hey, what's up? Oh, you cool? Oh, you do work with Jackie, right? Oh, you cool with
like, who the fuck is
I'm
Jackie?
Like, Jackie. I know a couple of Jackies.
Exactly.
But they all 45 and up. do y'all know Young Jackies?
Yeah.
What's
I know one young Jackie.
Yeah.
The vegan.
But that ain't her name on Instagram, though.
I know a couple of Jackie.
It's Jay Bird, but still. Yeah. Or Plant Friends, but
yeah.
We all know it's Jackie, yo.
Okay. Jackie O.
No, Jackie.
Oh, Jackie, though. I'm about to say.
Jackie,
though.
Jackie O's a serious.
It's a couple names you've never met as kids. Like,
I do got an Auntie Jackie to that point.
Oh, yeah.
Me, too.
Yeah,
yeah. Did my Aunt Jackie pass? Don't worry about that.
Wow.
Cut the mic.
Cut the mic.
Look, no, in my defense, it's my great aunt. So it's, you know, it's, it won't. All right, anyway, cut the mic.
Dang. Cutthroat.
Sure. Right.
Record scratch.
Speaking of, I'm going to learn how to DJ next.
Hey, that's the new sauce.
I DJ that BAM. Shout out to the first BAM. We had the first BAM. Very successful.
Crazy.
Hey.
Next one, we in Chicago with it. Big moves. Are they invited before I say anything else?
Oh, we okay. For sure.
Gonna be there. Oh, they weren't asking you. They already knew they was. We in BAM, Chicago. Invites coming out soon. I don't know when y'all going to hear this episode, but if you ain't get invited, don't ask no questions. Just make more moves in the city. Yeah. You got to do more. Here's the thing about BAM invites, bro. If the shit that you do don't make noise, why do we know to invite you?
Yikes.
It's very simple. I saw the BAM videos last summer. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck is this? Like, how do all these people that I know end up at this brunch hosted by a nigga that I don't know? Like, how do all these niggas know each? And that was the connection. And that was before I knew, like, Chris was involved. JV. I'm like, how do all these niggas I know who I know don't know each other end up in the same spot?
Oh, you went to band before you met Mario?
No.
Oh.
No. And that's what I'm saying. I will see all the videos last. Because my wife just asked me, like, I don't even know how y'all met. Twitter. Social media.
Social media is a very powerful place.
For real.
And I just told somebody a couple episodes ago, I finally feel like our generation is using social media for what it's designed to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really connect people, really put people in business situations and relationships, and really put all of us in a position where, nigga, I'm in LA, you in Detroit, he in Atlanta, and we got a business together.
For real.
Right.
We all own one business, right? Remotely.
Yeah, it's so powerful.
We see each other once a year physically. And we eating, right? Because of the internet.
Free. I can't believe it's still free.
And every time I think about saying that, I take it back because I don't want nobody to be like, you know what? Right. I'm tired of this shit. Like, bro, don't charge these niggas. Right.
They definitely started talking about that at one point. We all got scared.
Well, if whatever you about to say, don't say no bullshit.
The internet, we had to pay for the internet. What was that was going on? We had to sign a petition.
Oh, yeah. And that was just the element of them. Yeah, that was just the element of them controlling what we was going to have access to. So, essentially, a whole bunch of shit that's regular as hell is going to become, like, premium shit.
Yeah, I ain't rocking with
no,
that.
No, I like that.
Do that.
I'm going to be honest. If they make you pay for Twitter, are y'all going to pay? What's the most y'all would pay to have a Twitter account? And for them to keep Twitter the way
I mean,
it is.
I mean, if I'm paying for Apple Music, I'm going to have to pay for Twitter.
High key, because I use Twitter way more than my music streaming site. That's for sure.
Yeah,
the most?
What's the most you would pay to... But that's only if they let Twitter stay the exact, like... No more rules. Like, we can still talk shit the way we talk shit.
Now, they need to add some extra shit.
We know what we need. Like, we still want an edit button.
But they need to add some extra if we're going to be paying for that money.
What else they need?
I don't know.
What you want them to have music on their profile? Like,
I need
MySpace?
My iTunes to be implemented with it, so it's just one thing. I don't know. I need something crazy, man.
I don't like when Apple start connecting with other shit, because now I feel like the feds is more in my life. Like, I don't want Apple to make no more business relationships with people, dog.
Twitter got to be the feds, though.
Twitter for sure the feds. But Twitter also has helped us.
True.
The consumer, the black person, whatever. There's a lot of shit. If Alexis gets some bullshit at Starbucks, you know what she tell me? Tweet them. All these companies respond to Twitter quick as fuck.
They
don't answer no phone calls. They don't answer no emails, but they will DM you with the support at.
Yep.
Send us your account number, your address. We send you a gift card.
Yep. That's facts. They definitely don't want no bad looks on the social media.
Because they know if we tear your shit up on the internet, it's a wrap.
Or if an influencer or some celebrity on there. It's
black
a wrap.
Twitter has changed so much shit, dog.
Yeah.
Black Twitter itself has influenced a lot of companies' decisions to do shit.
Mm-hmm. They be like, Twitter, do your thing.
Oh, yes.
Raps.
Y'all got spicy nuggets back at Wendy's.
Dog.
Shout out to my boy Meech.
Meech, Chance. Uh-huh. Niggas got spicy nuggets back, man.
I heard.
And Wendy's was not fucking with it.
Hey, it's coming out in a couple weeks, man.
It's soon, for sure. Yeah, August, it's something 21st, right?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna grab them.
You want the McRib in Michigan?
It's gonna be seasonal.
Oh, yeah. I don't want the McRib up here. Leave that down south. Where is that?
Oh, I thought you said you wanted it. I'm like, yeah, that they could keep anything McDonald's related.
I don't want MC in front of anything else. Don't put a Mick in front of nothing else.
Exactly.
I'm straight.
It's trash.
Let's be clear.
There's a reason the mascot is a clown.
Yikes. Don't ruin McDonald's for people, dog.
Hey,
McDonald's raised a lot of niggas.
McDonald's ruined them.
I guess.
McDonald's raised a lot of people. That the what's them shits called? What's the shit called? The play place. The play shit.
Ooh.
Niggas had full blown birthday parties in them bitches.
Play place used to slut.
When McDonald's had the whole cast of niggas, the purple nigga, they had a whole roster of niggas, dog.
For sure.
Them niggas was competing with Chuck E. Cheese, dog.
They had a whole cast.
Man, it probably was some dirty little kids.
they for sure
they
had a cast.
They probably some dirty little kids in there. That's how kids get where you were. That's not even, nah.
That's why they took away the little ball pan and Chuck E. Cheese. You cleaning that shit, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Who the fuck cleaning all them balls? I would quit if it was like TG is your
pause.
Yeah, exactly. She don't like to clean all the balls. Not
that
your mind.
Sound
quit. I'm out. That nigga's paying me $6.50 an hour.
For real.
Clean 600 balls. I'm straight.
Lysol in there. That's
nigga, that's all they would do, man. you gotta close the ball pen for like a Saturday and just Fabuloso that whole bitch.
Let it soak and marinate. Yeah.
This bitch closed. Ball pen is only open Monday and Tuesday.
Period. I know you ain't about to jump in that ball pen.
Now they just switched it to the little jumping shits with the little foam shit. I'm like, oh, it's the same shit.
True. Musty.
Right.
It's fine.
Perfect description. Musty.
Dog, let's get up out of here. We got any announcements? Bam is coming up. We're going to do a live episode soon. I've been telling y'all, but trust me, it's coming. The live recording of the People's Choice podcast is coming.
Okay.
So when that drop, oh, the wash tees is out. TGTheHost.com/shop.
Yeah.
Salmon pink. The tan is out.
I need that tan, boy.
Are these for sale?
Yes, sir.
Friends, the gallery shirts. Where they at?
Oh, they'll be up somewhere soon.
All right, yeah, we gonna let it fly. We gonna let it fly.
Catch us in traffic, baby.
We on the live.
We on the live with it.
Hey, the People's Choice Podcast, episode 42. TG the host, CC Palace, Super Side Channel, like Jackie Dante's in the building. Completed.
Yes.
Casper, more entertainment. Shout out to Wolf, man. Free safety in the building. I gotta go home to my kids. We got some more wash shit coming out, too. We got a lot of washed ideas, and the shit is coming. So if you're really ready to embody and embrace that lifestyle, talk to me. Y'all be out. Y'all be safe. Stay cool. Stay off the lodge with it. Let's go.